Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hello there. It's Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Thanks for bearing with me for yesterday with no show. I literally could not have made it at home in time to actually get one recorded for you. But don't worry, we'll get you caught up on the weekend. We'll get you caught up a little bit of what happened yesterday in the arena of tech news, shall we say. It is the 13th, a Tuesday of September 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 3 days coming your way in about 5 minutes. There wasn't a whole lot, but there's enough. Well, those of you on iOS 10 beta right now, and for the rest of us, that'll be in a couple more days. Yeah, I say beta because that's how it's still going to feel. iOS 10 iMessages App Store is now live. Yes, they've already got it up and running for tomorrow's public release of iOS 10. And of course, now with iMessages, you're going to get games and stickers and apps that can be used with Apple's improved messaging experience, as they're saying. I don't know. It remains to be seen. We've even noticed that, yeah, you get the Super Mario Run sticker pack too. No word yet if you're going to have to pay for it. Hopefully not. As for the iMessage App Store, what's it look like? Just like the iOS App Store. And you're going to have your experience broken down into different categories. So if you're a beta tester and you can't wait for all these nifty little features to come your way, get ready to wait in line for your download. Because if it's anything like the past releases have been for iOS software, it should start rolling out about 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Have fun with the upgrade. Well, there's been so much going on with that Note 7, hasn't there? A little explosion here, a little fire there. Kind of just like Samsung and its stock price right now. Anyways, those of you that are actually still interested in this phone and are curious, how do I know if I got one that won't explode in my face? Well, Samsung will now mark the new Note 7 phones with an S. And yes, you can guess what that stands for. Safe. According to what we're hearing from the folks over there at The Verge, Samsung has explained that when you go and buy a Galaxy Note 7 package, it has a clear identifying box on the side of it. You know, yeah, that little barcode and stuff there. Anyways, all you gotta do is look for the little blue sticker that says S. Yes, it won't be on the actual thing. It'll be just another sticker that says S. That's how you'll know if your phone is safe. At least until the next recall. The only really good thing to really come about this is if you're in the sticker making business right now and you've got a bunch of letter S's just on the back burner and you don't know what to do with them, guess what? Samsung's gonna buy them all from you. Turning our focus over to the U.S. and the Federal Communications Commission and how Netflix is saying, you bastards. Well, no, they didn't really say those terms, but Netflix is calling the FCC to say, hey, you got to fix those unreasonable data caps, people. And I'm sure as consumers out there right now, no matter where we are in the world, yeah, they need to fix those data caps because, yeah, they kind of suck. According to what Ars Technica is reporting, Netflix submitted, I don't know, some type of proposal last week to the FCC during a review of the Telecommunications Act. And of course, in that little letter, they mandated that part of the act is meant to ensure that new technologies are rolled out to regular citizens in a reasonable way. And what they meant by reasonable way, stop putting on the damn caps. Now, no, this may not have anything to do with actually having internet reach the people it needs to, but Netflix is saying that, hey, data caps are essentially the same thing, saying by that when you are capped, they are essentially blocking access to video that you may want to view. And also, let's not forget money that Netflix probably wants to collect from you. You know, that monthly subscription. Now, right now, it isn't really clear how much power the FCC actually has on this. They have in the past under Section 706, at least I think that's what it was, they had that order to boost minimum broadband speeds, but nothing much beyond that. Removing data caps from telecoms? It'd probably be easier to move mountains. And finally, well, get your 140 characters ready because you actually got a little bit more to play with in a roundabout way. Come September 19th, when you have media attachments, or if you're adding at somebody else, that will not include the 140 character limit anymore on Twitter. Oh boy. You might remember that back in May, Twitter said, yeah, we're going to be doing this. Just give us some time. It took a while, didn't it? Twitter's hoping that this new rearrangement with this 140 characters gives way for all kinds of new creativity. Yeah, we'll see about that. Not a whole lot of creativity happening on Twitter nowadays, is there? Only thing I see is more Twitter wars between Trump and Clinton. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. TheBritishTechNetwork.com, of course, that is the website for all the great content you can get your hands on. Why don't you go get your hands on it right now if you haven't? Get subscribed while you're over there, too. It's all free, so why not? As I've said it before, though, since our content is free, we always do need a little support here at the BTN Network to keep things up and running. So if you love what we're doing, consider donating to our Patreon fund. You can do that over there at the British Tech Network website. Any donation would be highly, highly appreciated. Thank you very much. If you have been donating to us, thank you so, so very much for your support. You can also find the British Tech Network on Facebook at our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And check out our BTN community. Yeah, that's the place to be. It's at our Slack room at britishtech.slack.com. The new show shall be returning tomorrow for your Humpy Dumpy Wednesday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, I'm going to go see how much crap I can waste my money on in the new iMessage App Store. Woohoo! As always, thank you very much for listening.